Another area where we're really interested is firefighter safety. Firefighters need to be safe to keep the public safe.
This is a special series of Innovation Now, taking an inside look at how NASA puts Earth observations to work for you.
Phil Dennison is a remote sensing scientist at the University of Utah. Over the past decade, Phil has led the development of multiple applications of remote sensing and geographic information science, or GIS, to improve firefighter safety.
One way that firefighters stay safe is by having a safety zone, which is a large area of low vegetation cover that they can evacuate to in case they are threatened by fire. And so we're mapping safety zones to give firefighters an edge in knowing where it may be safe to take shelter if fire behavior gets really bad. This relies on being able to map vegetation height, and we do this from both airborne and from satellite data, often using LIDAR to help point to areas that are large enough to serve as firefighter safety zones.
The NASA data is integrated into a geospatial modeling program that can also identify potential escape routes.
Being a wildland firefighter is a really difficult job, and we really need to appreciate everything they're doing for us out there.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.